takes courage to be on the spiritual path. Just not, you know, we might get, how do you say, entrapped, divinely entrapped in it without knowing what we're getting into. But to really stay on it takes courage. Because, you know, people can leave. They can think this is too much and just leave. Oh, here we go. The dervish leaps. So this is, I just opened somewhere in the center of it. The dervish leaps into the depths of the heart, plunging deeper and deeper into the stormy ocean of love. Apprentice of mystic love along this arcane way, the dervish polishes the mirror and gazes into essence. The dervish heart becomes a blazing fire of love, spreading light and warmth throughout creation. So that's one pearl from this magnificent Sufi poem and contemplation of Sheikh Noor. So the dervish leaps at, what a beautiful vision, you know, into the depths of the heart. So we're not leaping anywhere, but deeper into the heart of our own heart. And of course, our own heart is the divine heart. And so as we leap into our own heart, we leap into God's heart, Allah's heart. And we are guided, of course, but the leap is that act of faith. And it doesn't just happen once, actually. It happens, I mean, to my understanding, again and again. But there are greater moments where we will notice it and where there might be a prior struggle before we are able to give ourselves, abandon ourselves in that leap, or to take that plunge, maybe because we've come to a place where we feel there's nothing else we can do, that our life has pushed us in a certain direction, and it often happens that way, that, you know, we just, all we can do is just cry, Allah. And just that cry of Allah, leaving off, you know, that constant rumination and obsession with our limited self and obsessive ways of thinking and limited structures that we've relied on, that is the leap of faith. Just that cry, Allah, Allah, help, I'm here. Nothing else can help me. That realization, that moment when we realize that nothing else can help us. So that is one leap of faith. That is one leap of faith. So, you know, I'm sure there are many, many, many kinds and colors of the leaps of faith. But so Sheikh Noor says here, though, but the leap of faith only takes us deeper into the stormy ocean of love. So it's not that we're going to, I mean, we have that freedom, though, for that moment of the leap, and, you know, that refreshment that comes from letting go. And there's a reward that comes immediately to us. But then we find ourselves, where do we find ourselves? Well, even deeper in the stormy ocean of love. So where do we go from there when we're in the stormy ocean of love? We go to the essence. So this is why Sheikh Noor called this a path of essence. So the essence is really what finally heals us. I mean, of course, the submission, the giving up, all of that, but in a sense, it can only be done by that, the essence revealing itself in our heart. Because otherwise, I don't think we could even maybe make that leap or let go. And so the essence, one description of the essence is what is beyond all name and form, what always is, you know, the what always is, or pure being, or that. That's the essence. And our prophet, peace be upon him, has said, don't contemplate the essence. It's not something that can be contemplated. But you can be in it. You can disappear into it. But it can't. It's not something that the rational mind should play with, because that is considered and will have bad effects on us. But it can be leapt into. And la ilaha illallah is the essence. That's the saying of the essence. Muhammad Rasulullah is what comes forth from the essence. So, inshallah. And that is called the statement of Tawheed, the statement of unity. So only really when we become immersed in the essence, or when the essence flashes its being in us, can we truly be in unity. Otherwise, I mean, even though you can say, of course, from Allah's point of view, there's nothing but unity. But from our own mind, you know, we will be in that dialectic, in that those waves of the ocean. So we want to go to the bottom of the ocean. And then we find that the bottom of the ocean is in every ocean drop. Then it will be wherever we go. And we will recognize the essence, because we will be in the essence. So inshallah, that's the leap of the dervish, is really the leap into essence. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. And then, what happens then? The dervish heart becomes a blazing fire of love. So then the dervish is not just swimming in the ocean of love, or grappling to survive in the ocean of love, but becomes that blazing fire itself. Because that is the fire of the essence. That's the love which is constantly, blazing forth from the essence itself. And that brings about creation, constantly brings about creation for that sake of that love. And so the dervish who has disappeared in the essence becomes that blazing fire of love. And then, of course, brings others into the essence. As he said, spreading light and warmth throughout creation. Well, when you would approach either Sheikh Noor or Sheikh Muzaffar, there at a certain distance, there was light and warmth. And then, but the closer you'd go, the more burning it became, because that was their own core, was a burning core. And then, you know, inshallah, within the burning core also is this eye of tranquility, this ayn, this absolute stillness. But that's why it takes courage to be on this path, immense courage. And persistence, to be obstinate in a sense, to obstinately go forward. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give us the qualities we need to come to the divine essence and to be merged into that fire of love and consumed in that fire, and then shining forth as that the light of that fire, only through the grace of our peers, because we are always in their protection. So then we can take this journey. This is the beauty of the tariqah. We could only undertake this because they have undertaken it, and they could undertake it because the Rasul, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, undertook it. And therefore it there is a protected way. Alhamdulillah. So we'll start as it comes.